This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and so glad you could be here with us today.
Welcome.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
How is the weather where you are? Because we had a pretty nice weekend, but it's supposed to get cold again this week.
We had a rare nice weekend.
Yeah, we really did.
February.
We really did.
But when this comes out, it'll be March, right? So hopefully the weather is shaping up now that when you're listening.
The weather outside is weather.
It was very weathery. But it was perfect because it was Ryan's birthday weekend, and I loved that. It was nice.
Yeah.
Just for him.
Yay.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
You have anything new and exciting going on this week?
Not really. Birthdays have calmed down. I have one more birthday extravaganza this month for a friend, but Ryan's birthday weekend was a success. It was awesome.
Well, speaking of birthdays, today is actually my cousin Ian's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Ian.
And then on Wednesday is my dad's birthday. So
happy birthday.
February birthdays.
Lots of February birthdays. Yeah. I had my daughter, my mom, my boy, my friend, my boyfriend.
Lots and lots and lots.
Yes.
Well, as you mentioned, it is March when this comes out. It's March 4th.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite dates because it's a command.
Yeah.
March 4th. But if you don't want to march, get yourself a new set of wheels.
Yeah. It's better than marching.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass Podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
Alrighty, well, Nathan Collins is one of our business sponsors, and we have lots of different business sponsor level opportunities on our Patreon. In addition, we have just little personal Patreons, our little Patronies.
We do.
Multiple shout out levels, multiple levels for that. But we also have a shout out level. And who do we have?
We are going to shout out those people. Chrissy.
Hey.
Hex.
Howdy.
Vin.
Sup.
Teach a Dummy.
What's up?
And Jonathan.
Hey.
You pulled an Emily.
I did. I was thinking of you when I was doing it. Although I feel like Vin and Teach a Dummy were super close in their shout out. But
that's all right.
That's my bad.
Different ones. Anyway, thank you, Patronies. We love you very much.
And a special shout out to Jonathan's wife, who also gets, as part of the marriage deal, she gets to take a peek at our Patroni business as well.
Yeah.
So
Jonathan and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Cool. All right. Well, we also should shout out our listeners.
Yes.
Because they have given us lots of feedback recently.
Yeah.
So we did get a lot of comments on our Mike or Panty episode.
Yeah,
if you guys want to find out what that's about, check it out. And go over to our socials and see all our love on that. And then our Curry or Chimichurri episode, that was about Mexican and Indian food.
Yeah.
And It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast said, hands down, tacos. My favorite is fajitas, but I will not turn down a taco. Now I'm craving Mexican. And then Heck said, this is a hard one. I love both, but I will take the Mexican because it is what we eat the most. This episode definitely made me hungry.
Nice.
We had a lot of people that got hungry from this episode, didn't we?
Yeah, didn't Gretchen say that too?
Yeah, Gretchen said that, I think something like that was the hungriest half hour of my life or something like that.
Nice.
So
that's how I felt recording it. Like, I know. My mouth was watering.
We were hungry after that. It's true.
Well, speaking of that episode over on Facebook, Jonathan and Lindsay had a a spirited conversation on our That's What She Said. And they mentioned that they have a no fun times rule after Indian food. So head over to Facebook and check that out. That's a pretty funny comment thread over there.
Yeah, it is. And then our Love or Money episode, where we had special guests, our significant others joined us on that one. So check that out. We had another comment from Hex. And he said, good to hear Ryan and Steve are back. Miss them, guys. This one is easy. Love, love, love.
Happy
Valentine's Day, girls.
Oh, thanks. I love that.
We love love.
We do love love. You know what else we love?
What?
When we get organic feedback, like not necessarily on our social medias, but people just reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a comment on Teams Messenger while I was at work. Someone I work with listens to our podcast. Hey, Drake. And he said, if you've never listened to the Greener Grass podcast theme song at 75.75 speed, I highly recommend it. It's way better at 0.75. It's a slow groove at 0.75.
Oh, slow.
So yeah, he, for whatever reason, he slowed down our theme song and then listened to the episode. Presumably he listens to us at regular speed.
Yeah.
And everyone else at 1.5 so that he has enough time to dedicate to us specifically.
Yeah,
sure. That's how I'm taking it.
I'm taking it that way too. I need to listen to it slowed down. That's funny.
I did. It's pretty good.
Well, that's cool that we got something, you know, other than our social media. I like when we get some feedback from different places.
Yeah.
But jumping back into social media.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie.
Yes.
Would you rather snap or tweet?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
All right. Snapchat and Twitter, which is now X, but I guess they're still called tweets.
Yeah. I don't
get it, but okay.
I did see if you click on the quote unquote retweet button, now it says repost instead of retweet.
Okay.
But anyway.
Some people just call them posts, X posts.
I guess.
I don't know.
X gonna give it to you.
I know. Well, let's start with Snapchat.
Okay.
What's some pros for Snap?
In my opinion, at its inception, it was like the most innovative of social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
It was so unique.
Yeah. It's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Snap. I don't know. I feel like the word snap is quick, too. Like you snap.
Yeah.
You can do like a quick little picture.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Very snappy.
Yeah. You don't have to sit there and think about what you want to say and all that or get a picture ready. It's just you snap something.
Yeah. And it's a quick and easy way to say, hey, I'm thinking of you, but you don't need to clog up your photo reel with a bunch of pictures.
Like
my daughter works at the zoo and she'll send me pictures of animals. You know, she doesn't need to keep those on her camera roll
because
she works there. She sees them all the time.
Yeah.
But it's a great way for her to like show me like, oh, look, I'm feeding giraffes today.
That is a big pro where it's, you can do it just for somebody else. You're not taking them for yourself. I mean, you do too. I save my snaps, but a lot of times it's, oh, I have to show Jackie this. I mean, we'll be at the store.
Yeah.
Did you see this? Like a new drink or a food we like.
Mm-hmm.
We'll snap it to each other really quickly where we wouldn't usually like take a picture and put it in our photo gallery and then save it.
Exactly.
So that's really good for that. What else?
I have that most of the improvements that have come since Snap became a thing, most of them are better. There have been a few that really frustrate me, but on the whole, most of their improvements are better. Like, so it used to just be pictures and then they did the video and then you can delete your snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of improvements they've made.
Replay.
Mm-hmm.
You can replay your snaps. That's a big one for me because sometimes I'll miss it or the sound will be down. I'm like, oh shoot, let me hear that again. Or I just want to see it over and you can replay one time. So
do you remember when they first brought back the replay and you could buy replays?
Mm-hmm.
That was an improvement I didn't like.
Yeah, I'm not buying replays. Fun filters.
Mm-hmm.
So many filters on there. Everybody knows about Snapchat filters.
Yep.
And they have gotten more and more and more over the years.
Yeah. That, to me, that is the best pro ever because of Snapchat filters, my grandmother was willing to take a picture with me.
Oh, yeah.
And it became the last picture we took together.
Aww.
And when I tried to take a picture with her, she's like, absolutely not. And I was like, well, what if I use Pretty Filter?
Mm-hmm.
And so she did. And so it's like, I treasure that photo.
Yeah. I like the filters.
Yeah.
For fun, funny things and
oh,
for,
yeah.
you know, just, oh, that I look a little better in that light.
Yeah.
I have a few more. Geo filters are great. Mm-hmm. So when you're on vacation or somewhere.
Yeah.
It's cool that they have their own unique filters just for their place or wherever you are.
Yeah.
I love the geo filters.
Yeah. very recently, as in December 23rd of just this past year, softwareadvice.com did a pros and cons of Snapchat and X.
Oh.
And weighed all of the pros and all of the, they categorized all the reviews of the apps and like kind of cross reference them, and Snapchat was rated higher.
Oh, okay. Okay. You can see who watch your stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big pro if you're just wondering who's interested in your life. You want to, you know, check on that. That's a pro.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a pro to that was a former con.
Mm-hmm.
So I listed this in the cons as a former con, but since you mentioned that, we'll talk about it now, is they took away the feature that showed how many times someone looked at your story. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it ever happening. The number.
When it first came out, it showed you how many times. So have the person's name and then a number beside it. And it was how many times they looked at your story.
I remember you telling me that. But I just don't remember. Maybe I got Snapchat after that, or I just don't remember it. But yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that's gone. That is a pro that it's gone, because you don't want to be a stalker.
Yeah. And and we have other cons coming up that I can speak to that a little more. Yeah. So
another pro is the option to delete immediately or after 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You have that option to keep them for... Yeah. Which I think that's a really good pro, because back in the day, or if you have it not set on 24 and you miss it, then you miss it.
Yeah.
And you don't get to see what was said.
Right.
I have a couple more. You're done, right?
Yep.
Also, not just snaps. They have like the FYP ones of other, like I always watch the Brad Mondo ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just have different ones that are, you know.
Yeah.
Public. I don't know what they're called. Are those called?
I think they're just public stories.
Just public stories.
Instagram television. I don't know.
Yeah. It's different. It's not your friends. It's like other people, celebrities, or just different people that post them to a public place. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Something I just thought of is with the Snap Map. Maybe you have this.
I put that on there. My next one. Yeah.
Where you can, it'll show you like where there's a high quantity of Snapchatters. So like maybe... Yeah. Maybe you find out there, oh, there's something cool nearby, because look at all these people that are on Snapchat right now a mile away from me.
Yep. I look at the map a lot when I'm on vacation. And that's one of my pros, too, is location, too. Or your friends, you can see where they are if their location is turned on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fun when you're away. And I'll be like, oh, who else is on the beach? And then you can see people doing stuff. And yeah, you might find out, oh, that looks like a fun bar over there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good for that.
It's also nice that you can turn that feature off, because a lot of
young
people are on Snapchat that, you know, maybe they're old enough to be on Snapchat, but maybe not old enough that their parents are comfortable with them sharing their location. So you can have that feature turned off.
Yeah, true. And memories. Memories pop up of snaps all the time.
Yeah.
Every day I look at my memories from the past year. And then they also do your monthly recap or your yearly recap. So that's fun to watch, too, just for... reminiscing.
One of my favorite Snapchat recaps is the random one where it just picks random.
I know.
You know, sometimes, oftentimes, you kind of remember what you were doing on this day last year because, you know, oh, it's right around my boyfriend's birthday, or it's right around this holiday. So you kind of remember. But when you get the random ones, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot we did that last summer or whatever.
Yep, totally.
I know what you did last summer.
I know what you did. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I'm done.
Okay. Well, I just actually thought of one more with the Snap Map. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They have used it to help find missing persons.
Oh, yeah.
And in crime solving, where they can use, I guess, geotagging of your location to find out where people are. They use that with the Delphi murders, because they actually got the guy that killed them on Snapchat. And then they were able to determine a time of death based on when they were active on Snapchat.
Damn. All right. Snapchat.
Yeah.
Snapchat solves murders.
Yeah.
Cool. I put good for gossiping, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's so good to like sneak a little picture. Like, look.
I don't know why I did a little dance for that. But yes.
We always do that. Not that we're gossips, but I will say.
I will say.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
or sometimes, I mean, it goes back to where I said, you know, you don't want to keep the picture in your camera roll, but we'll be like, doesn't this look just like our friend Frank?
Yeah, it's Dollar Store Frank.
Yeah. Actually found a picture in my camera reel it was actually in my camera reel, not my Snapchat, when I was talking to Caitlin over the weekend. And it's two pictures of a guy at a crew game. And it's like him from behind and then him from the side. No idea why I took this picture. And she goes, do you think he's somebody? I was like, I mean, I probably did then.
Probably did, yeah. That's funny.
But if I'd made that a Snapchat, I would have had a caption on there and I would have known what it was.
True. That's the other pro, the captions and just the little things you can put on there, your Bitmoji stuff.
Yeah.
With your friends.
Yeah.
We love those.
You can customize them.
Yeah, you can customize them. Or even the font you can change and do different things. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Snapchat's fun. That's a pro.
But it's not all fun.
No, there's some cons. What's some cons?
My AI. Get the fuck out of here. I hate it. And you can't get rid of it.
I know. They're just on there.
And any time that I'm sending a Snapchat like text or a Snapchat picture, if you write the word my, it immediately tries to tag my AI. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to say, here's a picture of my coffee or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So annoying. I hate that.
I'll have to pay attention to that. I don't ever see it doing that with when I, maybe I don't type my enough. But it'll probably happen now.
Yeah. And it also is always at the top of your chat.
Yeah.
Like,
it is there.
Go away.
I know. A con, and this is kind of what I said a little bit ago, that if you are not on the 24 hours with someone and you miss something, that's happened to me so many times. Mm-hmm. If my sound is off or I opened it and then I go back and it's gone because I forgot, whatever happens, you might miss something.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it'll be like, I'm sorry, I totally missed what you said. And then you forget because it's gone too.
Right.
And you're like, I have no idea.
No idea.
Or you'll be like, no way. And I'm like, wait, what were you talking about? What did I send you?
The amount of times that is our response to one another is absurd.
I totally forget what I said.
Yeah.
So that's a con.
Yeah. I also put that filters can warp burgeoning young minds' confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might think that they have to look a certain way or, you know, and honestly, not just young people, you know, even fully formed adults that don't need to worry about high school cliques can suffer from self-esteem issues because filters are not real.
Oh, yeah. Filters was up there on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Not that in the sense that it affects your self-esteem, but you catfish people.
Yeah.
You post all these things that you don't look like that.
Yeah.
And then people see you in real life and it's just, I don't know. Filters are fun.
Yeah.
For sometimes, for sure. But if you use them nonstop, that's just not, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just not what you look like.
Listen, we're trying to solve crimes here. I need you to post a picture of what you actually look like.
Right. Right.
Yeah. There's also cyberbullying. I feel like with how quickly Snapchat goes away, you know, it's a 10-second picture or, you know, whatever. It's so easy to just send that quick little dig or whatever. And I think that it's really shown an increase in cyberbullying, too, because and I'm not trying to say that it's only teenagers that suffer. I know that we adults do as well. But, you know, you think about your 15 and you want to send something shitty to a girl at school and now it's gone. She can't prove you did it.
Yeah.
You know,
there is a lot of bullying with Snapchat. It's it's pretty easy to bully on there.
Yeah.
On the flip side of you can see who watched your stories, people can see that you watched their stories. So if you don't want people to know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a scenario.
Well, how about when you accidentally look at someone's story?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're beefing with somebody, but you don't want to unfriend each other. And then you're looking at stories and it just automatically goes to the next one. You're like, eh. Or it automatically goes to the next one and they just posted it 1 second ago. Yeah, and now you look like a crazy person.
That's true. Yes, there's a good example. People who overpost. So people who post a whole concert.
I'm talking to us.
I'm talking to us.
I feel seen.
When you're in the moment, it's like, oh, it looks good. I want to post this so I can look at it later. I can show my friends where I am.
Yeah.
But then you look through them. And sometimes when my friends do a whole concert, I just literally like go through really fast because it's not as good as in person.
Well, sure.
Nobody wants to see a whole concert on Snapchat. A couple are okay, I think, or pictures, but it doesn't sound as good. It just is kind of shitty on Snap.
I feel like, especially if you're looking at mine, because I do try to watch the show with my eyes, not through my phone. Mm-hmm. So I'll be taking a Snapchat of a concert and it's actually just the back of someone's head the whole time.
You look later like,
oops.
I have very bad next day snap regrets.
Oh.
Drunk snap regret. Where you think we're just being so fun and we're singing along to something or whatever.
Listen, you don't have to be drunk to have that singing regret.
I know. But then the next day you watch and you're just mortified.
Yeah. Typos.
Typos, yeah. I've woken up so many times. oh no, let's look at the snaps. And I just cringe. Why did I snap that?
Yeah.
It's too late because like 50 people already looked at it.
Right. Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So snap regret.
Yep. It's so quick unless you've done something embarrassing, and then it's the longest snap that's ever existed.
I know. Things never look as good in real life. And I'm just not talking about filters, but sometimes I'll see a sunset.
Yeah.
Or something so cool, or lighting in a place, and I'll take a snap. I did that last year at Lost Lands where the freaking lights looked amazing, and I didn't snap, and it looked like shit.
Yeah.
And so people aren't getting the real, you know, picture of what you're seeing.
I also have accidentally sending a Snapchat to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Or sending the wrong Snapchat. I mean, it's really not honestly a big deal, this example I'm about to give you, but I tried to send a picture to our girlfriend Gretchen last night, and it was a picture from my camera roll. So I wasn't sending her a Snapchat. I was like snap texting it to her. So I sent her the picture and she wrote back and she was like, oh, that's cool. And then I look, I'm like, she's probably like, why the fuck did I? It was just a picture. It was a picture of me and Kelly's mother-in-law, but I was trying to send her a picture of me singing with a beer bottle.
Oh.
And so it was just like, you know, this picture of me and a random person. She's like, oh, that's a fun picture. And I was like, that's not what I meant to send you.
I did that last night to Ryan's sister, except not through Snap, but I sent her a picture of Carmel, but I meant to send her a picture of the smoker Ryan was using that she got him for his birthday.
Oh, cool.
For his drink.
Yeah.
And she goes, cute. And I was like, oh, wait.
That's a weird response.
That's Carmel. So yeah, you have to really pay attention who you're sending it to because you could accidentally send the wrong snap. And you can't take it back.
No.
That's a con.
Well, I mean, now you can do that delete if you know you did it, but if they've seen it, it's too late. It's too late.
Another con is it's only your friends. So whereas other social media you can follow, I mean, you can try to follow celebrities and stuff, but for the most part, it's just people you know.
Yeah.
So that could be a con.
Yeah.
If you want to snap famous people.
Yeah.
Or whoever.
Right. Well, I am out.
I just have a couple more. Not very useful. So, I mean, it's not really used for anything except for fun.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Everyday life kind of stuff. It's not like a useful kind of social media, I would say. And then sharing. You can't really share other people's stories.
Yeah.
If you wanted to show me a story of somebody that I wasn't friends with, you can't unless I'm friends with them, or you could screenshot it or whatever.
Right.
Show me on your phone, but there's not like sharing capabilities.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
That is it.
All righty.
Snappy snap. Moving on to tweet.
Okay.
Tweety tweet tweets. What's some pros for tweeting?
I find that tweets are often used as reputable sources for quotes on the news. You often will see, you know, politicians will comment on a news event or something that's going on in the world, and then that quote is used on news broadcasts. So I think I find that as far as social media goes, it is the most quote unquote professional.
Yeah. I feel like tweeting is used a lot in professional ways. It's good for businesses.
Yeah.
Promoting brands.
Absolutely.
I think it's more, I always look at it as a more businessy.
Yeah, I agree.
Platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I like that there is a 280 character limit. So you're not really beholden to some long diatribe that you don't really give a shit about. You know, I feel like you're forced to keep things concise. And I kind of like that.
Yeah. And it used to be shorter than that.
I think it used to be
140.
Yeah.
Staying relevant. I think you can really keep up with things on Twitter. There's a lot of relevance.
Yeah.
For topics. Sure. If you're into that, see what's going on in the world.
I think speaking of being relevant, the change from Twitter to X, I think, was a huge brand boost because I have heard more about Twitter/X more now than ever before because people are constantly talking about it. And to the point where even if you're just using a quote from it and you're like, they said on X, formerly known as Twitter. So I just feel like you're
hearing about it more.
It's a lot of rebranding and that really works.
Yeah. Well, unlike Snapchat, there's a lot of sharing, retweeting. Mm-hmm. You can share news easily on it. So I think it's really good for that.
And another benefit of that is the more you engage on Twitter, the more it puts you out there.
Yeah.
So I can like all of my friends' posts on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But with Twitter, you're I'm sorry, with X, mm-hmm. your feed is not just the people you follow, but things based on what you're seeing.
Yes.
And things that your friends have commented on. So if you continue to interact with other tweets, mm-hmm. that boosts your own presence. So it's just so beneficial for personal branding and marketing. Like you said, it helps with your business.
Yeah, it's really good for promoting. And hashtags, that's where it started. Mm-hmm. Hashtags started at Twitter.
Yeah.
And they have just, everybody knows hashtags now.
Right. I also have just one actual final pro, mm-hmm. is that the ease of retweeting, liking, and sharing, it's a lot easier because with a retweet, you just hit a button on, I hate to keep comparing it to Facebook, but with Facebook, when you share a post, you have to share it and you have to pick where you're sharing it, and then you have to decide if you're putting a caption. You hit retweet and it's just done.
Yep.
It's just retweeted.
Yeah, I put the ease of use too mm-hmm. for that in retweets. A couple more I have is just you can follow strangers, mm-hmm. celebrity, you get celebrity news and gossip.
Yeah.
Whereas you can't do that with Snapchat mm-hmm. really. And then free publicity for your business.
Oh, yeah.
It's freaking free. Publicate.
Yeah. Stop. Publicate and listen.
Publicicide. Your shit.
Also, you can put porn on Twitter, on X.
Can you?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
You can see nudity.
Straight up porn?
Yes. You can see straight up nudity. And now you do have to look at your settings. So if you have, you might have to approve to look at it. But yeah, you can see straight up cock and balls on Twitter.
You see straight up the goods, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Well, let's move on to cons. That could be a con if your kids are looking at some boobies.
Uh-huh.
That's not good. Man, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've seen lots of penis on X.
I gotta be real honest.
Triple X.
I don't get on. Yeah, it's fucking triple X. I don't really get on it very often. So you know more than I. Now I kind of want to see what's up.
Yeah, get on that. Get on that X.
Do you even?
X gonna get it to you.
What do you even look up? Like, or does it just come across?
It just comes across. And I found this out because actually a girlfriend of mine was telling me about this like male model. And there was like this hot debate that, you know, is it modeling or is it porn? And he's like wearing some sort of outfit and it's just like fully his dick is out. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you can see wieners. Unless they changed it when it became X. I should preface this. I'm not actively searching out porn on X. No, no. On X, I'm not searching it out. Elsewhere, sure. On X, I'm not searching it out.
It is X-rated now. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wiener searches. I'm going to do some wiener searches. All right. Well, that's con for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the character limit. That could be a con for some people, too.
Yep.
I feel like 280 is a lot, but, mm-hmm. you know, for some people who want to rant.
Right.
It's probably annoying to have to be cut off.
And if you don't, and I have this as like an add-on to that con, is you can bypass that character limit. But you have to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Just do another tweet.
Yeah.
Continued on next tweet.
I will say that is a pro. No, I will say that is mm-hmm. a pro. You can link tweets ahead of time. So mm-hmm. you can like set it so that it's going to be multiple tweets mm-hmm. rather than just like replying to your own.
Yeah.
So then they stay in sequential order.
Okay.
Because with a reply, like the hottest reply goes to the top.
Yeah.
So if you're replying to yourself, they could come out of order.
Got you. Okay.
But speaking of, not to keep going, but you can get lost in the updates.
Yeah.
Because you could just be looking at the feed and you want to look at something and then boom, it's gone.
Yeah. It can get overwhelming, put it, to go through all of it. If you get caught up in one and you mm-hmm. just keep going through in the comments and the it gets pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just not as visually appealing as other types of social media, because while you can obviously put pictures on that platform, it is primarily just scrolling through text.
Yeah.
Just people's words.
People's thoughts.
Yeah.
People's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And then trolls.
Yeah.
Lots of trolls on X. Negative feedback going on. So that's a con.
Yeah.
Fucking trolls.
I think a lot of people, they just hate Elon Musk. So I think that the brand suffered after he purchased it.
Yeah.
Just because of who he is.
Yeah, that's true.
There was I guess I didn't write it down, but I saw that there was like some huge drop, like 30% drop in tweets after he purchased.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's hated.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to have fake accounts. Yeah. So you might think you're reading something from the real deal somebody, mm-hmm. and yeah. it's not.
Especially now that anybody can just buy a blue check mark.
Yep. Yep. You can pretend whoever you want, because you can use whatever name you want on X.
Yeah.
So.
I have one left.
Go ahead.
The rebrand was confusing / annoying. I get, even though I don't care if somebody still says Twitter, but yeah. I get so annoyed every time you hear formerly known as Twitter. I'm like, it's kind of like when Prince, the artist formerly known yeah. as Prince, like I think we know now.
Yeah. It's going to take a little bit to get used to X, because mm-hmm. I think it just sounds dumb.
Yeah.
I just do.
And
I
agree.
We were used mm-hmm. to Twitter for so long, but it's one of those things. It'll finally, you'll just get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
But yeah. But ads, there's a lot of ads,
mm-hmm.
and risk of being hacked is pretty high on X.
Yeah.
And censorship. You can get banned. I guess not for fucking dicks and balls, but a lot of people can get banned very easily for things on X.
And shadow banning, too. So not yeah. just, I mean, there's multiple types of getting, you know, silenced on that app.
Yes. Silenced. Silence of the Lambs.
Whoa.
I don't know. All right. Well, are we done?
I think so.
Jackie, would you rather snap or tweet?
I have got to go with snap.
Yeah.
I have my own personal X account. I hardly ever use it. I primarily log into it to retweet our podcast tweets.
Yeah. I only use it for greener grass.
Yeah.
I don't even really use it. You do the shit. I'll go in and look at it sometimes or just see what's going on. But I don't have my own personal one. I'm definitely picking Snap. I use Snap more than any social media.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Probably not more than Marco Polo.
Oh, well, yeah. But that's what I use for pictures, everything. I just use Snap mm-hmm. a lot. I love Snapchat.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Snapping it up.
All right.
All right. You ready for a surprise?
Yes.
Okay.
Emily, would you rather eat a bowl of bugs?
Oh. What?
Or.
This is not Snap or tweet related. Or maybe it is.
Or your parents' sex tape goes viral on X and everyone keeps sending it to you and you open it every time and you see it every time, hundreds of times a day for a week.
What kind of bugs?
I don't. Spiders.
Oh God, no.
Cockroaches. Maggots.
I'm watching the sex tape.
The X tape.
I'm watching the triple X.
Yeah.
X tape. What are you doing?
Same. I would honestly kind of like to see your parents have sex.
Ha! What about your parents, bitch?
No, I think I'm going with that. I feel like you'd kind of get desensitized to it after a while.
Yeah.
And also, I'm like, okay, well, my parents were... They haven't been together in so long, same as yours. So I could maybe even pretend it's not my parents because that's not what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Or Jackie, would you rather accidentally post a pic of your hoo-hoo on your Snapchat story and it's on for like 24 hours.
Okay.
Everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you accidentally send a snap to the wrong person talking shit about that person. And it's, let's say it's your boss or a friend, like someone close. Let's say someone close to you.
I'm going shit talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I've never talked about somebody behind their back. I think everyone has.
But I've never.
I would like to think that I would have the integrity that if it came out, I would just, you know, yep, I said it. Sorry. But I don't want my business. I don't need people seeing my cash and prizes.
Yeah, me too. definitely the same.
Yeah.
At first I was
especially because you said it's up there for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody
God, no.
sees it.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. At first I was thinking I'd pick that and I could just lie and say it wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me. But I don't know. That would just be too embarrassing for me.
Well, and then, okay, it's not me. Whose vagina are you posting then?
Your mom's.
It's Emily's. it's Emily's mom. I saw this X that just kept getting posted. And
right.
I just wanted to share it.
Yeah. I should have thought of something bad you said to make it really bad that you said about someone. Because that would make it harder. Like, what if it was friendship ending?
Oh, well.
That would be a different. That's a horse of a different color.
It is. But then also, like, if I'm saying something that I would end a friendship is that person really my friend? Do I even care if they see it?
True, because you wouldn't really say something friendship-ending about someone that you're actually friends with.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay. Well, we're 3 for 3 today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what else I like?
Page. What?
I like our Off the Tongue Podcast Network family.
I do too.
And we recently have grown.
We have.
So not only is it Teach a Dummy,
mm-hmm.
Skate Ohio.
Yep.
It's Funny.
Yes.
OCP.
Uh-huh.
And us. Who else is it?
It is Pint Pals Podcast.
Hey, bringing in another Ohio native to the family, into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
Please check out all of these podcasts everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, check them out. And also, don't forget, if you're on Spotify, go on and check out our polls.
Yeah, I like your poll.
My North Pole or my South Pole?
I like your poll dance. Whenever somebody replies to our poll, Emily does this dance.
I do. We'll maybe do a video of it for Patreon.
Hey.
Hey.
Hit up our show notes to find out where you can get on there.
Yeah. And if you haven't checked out some of our past episodes, last month we have a couple special ones, mm-hmm. video too. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lots to check out.
So much to see.
And especially check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.